Good morning, everybody. We're calling the meeting to order at 10:06 a.m. This is the meeting of Board of Firearm Permit Examiners, Thursday, November 2nd, 2023. I'm going to start by reading a brief introductory statement. For the record and in advance of hearing testimony, I would like to explain the procedures we shall be following today. First, these are civil administrative proceedings being held in accordance with Section 29-32B of the Connecticut General Statutes. Under the General Statutes, this board is charged with the duty of hearing the case, inquiring and determining the facts de novo, and determining whether those facts would be just and proper cause for denying or revoking a permit. It will occasionally happen that facts and events, as the issuing authority believe them to be, at the time of denial or revocation, justified that denial or revocation. But additional facts and circumstances which come to light during these hearings convinces the board that in all fairness, justice would be served by ordering the permit issued or reinstated. Where no additional evidence or other compelling circumstances are uncovered, however, the board will respect the judgment of the issuing authority. Under the general statutes, hearings of this board may be conducted informally, but in a manner that guarantees fundamental fairness and the right to cross-examination. All testimony will be under oath and recorded, and all laws against perjury apply to those persons testifying. Be advised, this board takes perjury seriously and will refer perjury instances to the appropriate authority for full prosecution. Additionally, the board may subpoena testimony if necessary. These hearings are public hearings and they fall within the purview of the Freedom of Information Act. Accordingly, appellants and issuing authorities are hereby advised that none of the information or documents introduced here as evidence may be excluded from the public. Both parties may be permitted to make brief opening statements indicating the scope of the case and what they intend to show. In its opening statement, the issuing authority should briefly give the reasons for denying or revoking the appellant's application or permit. You may call witnesses to testify on your behalf. At the conclusion of each witness's testimony, the other party may cross-examine that witness. The board also may inquire with its own questions, and in doing so, it reserves the right to question all witnesses at any time or to request testimony by additional witnesses if necessary. At the conclusion of all testimony, the issuing authority and appellants may make brief closing statements. Decision of the board is by majority vote of those members present and voting. The burden of proof in these matters is by a preponderance of the evidence, and it lies with the issuing authority. Accordingly, all tie votes will inure to the appellant. In addition to today, both parties will be notified of this board's decision by mail within 20 days of today's hearing. In deference to the statutory scheme as codified in Connecticut General Statutes 29-28D, and pursuant to Superior Court ruling, in an abundance of caution, the board will endeavor to maintain the confidentiality of all appellants appearing here today. Toward that end, the board will refrain from addressing appellants by name or by noting the appellant's address, but instead will address each one simply by the title, appellant. The board hereby requests all witnesses testifying here today to do likewise and to refer to each appellant only by his or her title, appellant. Finally, in accordance with Superior Court ruling, the board cannot entertain hearsay testimony or testimony derived solely from erased records with regard to matters subject to erasure pursuant to General Statute 54-142A. In those matters, testimony to the board is limited to direct evidence obtained in the course of an investigation or personal recollection of the underlying events. Last, please turn off your cell phones or put them on vibrate, and if you need to have a conversation, please go out in the hallway to do so. Calling the roll of the board. Dr. Conrad?
Present.
Mr. Gray?
Present.
Colonel Lewis?
Present.
Ms. Johnson?
Here, ma'am.
Chief Rosenzweig?
Here.
And I am here. Colonel Overturf is not present, and Attorney Sinetti is not present today. We have a quorum. Roll call of the cases. Case number one, 22-368.
Issuing authority.
And nobody checked in, correct?
Correct.
Case number two, 22-333.
Issuing authority.
Case number
one checked in.
Case number three, 22-341.
Issuing authority.
Nobody checked in.
No one checked in.
Case number four, 22-287.
Issuing authority.
No one checked in.
Case number five, 22-631. nobody checked in for, I know the issuing authority is here.
I'm sorry, issuing authority, 631.
Thank you, Chief.
He did call, I talked to him this morning, he's coming. I don't know where he is.
Maybe in the traffic. We'll give that some time. Case number 620-394.
Issuing authority.
Did not check in.
Case number seven is off, case 22-608. Case number eight, 22-632.
And that person is here.
Okay. That's the New Britain case, just one New Britain case. So whoever's here from New Britain who's an appellant, it's going to be our first case, I think. That's 22-632.
I think that's him over there. Yep, that's you. Yep.
Okay. Case number nine, 22-182.
Issuing authority.
The appellant's here also.
Both parties. That's a revocation. Case number 10, 22-475.
Issuing authority.
The appellant has not checked in.
Strange.
There's quite the line downstairs. Yeah.
They may be coming.
Okay. Case number 11, 23-707.
Issuing authority.
The appellant is here.
Okay, could anybody who will be testifying here today, other than attorneys who will be presenting, please stand and raise your right hand so that I may administer the oath?
Yes, the one has been issued, the other one has been continued.
Sir, are you testifying?
Witness is not me.
No.
You're not testifying, sir?
Yes,
I'm the plaintiff.
Right, you're the appellant.
If you're giving us any testimony. Chief?
I'm presenting on my turn.
Oh, you are? I didn't realize. I apologize. You solemnly swear affirm as the case may be that the evidence you shall give here today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or on penalties of perjury.
Yeah,
okay, you may be seated.